Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is your host, Aram Said, with a Global Telesummit series from Heartache to Joy. Today is going to be a call filled with joy because our special guest speaker, Tally Barr, this is her first time on FHTJ, so we welcome her. But it's going to be a call filled with joy and fun because she is a lot of fun. And she brings a lot of joy energy with her. So you're going to have a lot of fun, and you're going to learn some very, very important stuff. Of course, we love introducing energy healers that are masterful in their work, and Tally is no exception. Her energy work, though, is a lot of fun. It's slightly different from what we have been doing in the past, and you will learn today why that is so. But her work is very powerful. Nonetheless, make no mistake, her energy clearings, her healing work, and the way she guides you to actually communicate with your unconscious and release the blocks is really, really powerful. I had my session with Tally about, I would say, a month ago now, and the things that needed to change shifted so dramatically. It is amazing. I was really confused at that time. I told Tally I just had no inspiration because I didn't tell her that. She's had me started painting right away. And then during when I had finished my picture, when we were talking, that's when I told her that, yes, this is exactly what I had been feeling. And that was that I felt very, I just felt so burdened with so much stuff that I basically had inertia. And when we talked about how I related that with family and what family meant to me and love and the healing that I was bringing through my work, I have no idea what she did, how she did the clearings through that coaching as she was doing the energy work, but everything shifted. And now 1 month later when I'm talking to her, everything is moving like full speed forward, which is super exciting. And this is what I want you guys to experience as well. So our topic for today is sacred color healing. Remove any block with intuitive art. Discover what your unconscious is hiding that can really help change your life. Learn to relax and listen to your intuition. Discover the keys to make a deep change in your life. Find out how creativity can help you connect to your power, and that will lead to changing your life. Learn how to create from a new place where you are actually excited about your life. We are going to do a really fun process today. Just want you guys to know, heads up, we will be doing a clearing. First, I will, of course, ask Tally some questions. We want to get to know what kind of work she does, how she does it. And then we are going to do a group process. She will help send energy to you, which will open up your intuition. You can basically have an intention or a question or a desire that you want to manifest, and then Tally will do the group process, and you will receive a message. And then we will take one-on-one callers that can share the message with Tally, and she will help you move through the block and what that message means, and it'll be a lot of fun to figure all of that out. So a little bit about Tally. Since this is her first time, I want to read her short bio for you guys. From an early age, Tally knew that she will help heal herself and then help heal others. She experienced personal pain when her dad became mentally ill and didn't have a way out. Tally started searching for a way to heal him, herself, and others. Her spiritual journey started with different books, seminars, and anything that could give her any answers. She started as a body worker and learned to closely listen to a deeper need and receive messages and help people this way. During her development, she became intuitive art healer and helped people discover their intuitive self and listen to their heart. And now she has helped so many people around the globe, and now you can be the person next. So welcome, Tally. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Iram. Oh, my God. I'm so happy to hear everything you're telling me about myself. It's crazy. I did go. Yeah, sometimes we look,
that's
you know,
awesome.
We look back and it's like, yeah, I grew so much and I'm here to help everyone else grow and bring their vibration to a new level and help them clear whatever needs to be clear. And I love doing that with art, but since we're in the class right now, we're going to definitely help them with some energy that will connect with all of us. Because when we are in a group, it's very interesting that we are all in the same kind of space at this moment. And whatever happens to us will happen to any other person in the call. So I'm very excited to be here. I really appreciate, Iram, the opportunity to help more people and to expand myself and to expand others. And it's very, very honor for me to be here today. Thank you.
It's wonderful to have you with us, my dear. And I'm excited because, of course, one of the biggest ways we are our success or what we want in life, our fulfillment, is hampered because of these unconscious or subconscious blocks. Now, FHTJ community is, of course, very well-versed. They have been listening to these calls for almost 11 years, but we've welcomed a lot of newcomers who have joined our list and are new to energy healing. So, for everyone's sake, and I mean, it's always good to have a refresher anyway.
To remind us,
could you please explain what unconscious blocks are and how they block our success and fulfillment?
So, yeah. So basically, as we are an energy, we're like a space of receiving and giving as a human. We, as kids, as beginning of our life, we are receiving some kind of blockages by things that happen, and then we make them as a meaning. We have a meaning to it. Like, for example, when my dad got sick, I made a meaning that he left me because I was 4 years old. I'm going to give a lot of example of myself because I went through a lot in my life, and I think that it's amazing not to come from a place where like, oh, I know everything. No, I don't. I just went through a lot of things, and then I can show it and explain and clear, and because I myself went through it. So when I was 4 years old and he got mentally sick, I literally lost him because I didn't have any communication as a normal, you know, like father. So I made a meaning that something wrong happened, and from that point I created a lot of fear in my life, and slowly in working on myself, and every time, you know, there I don't believe that there is an end to receiving more in your life and being more in your life and growing. That's until we die. You agree with me, Iram, are you there?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, yeah, I can hear you. So I'm saying
I totally agree with you. Absolutely.
We are always growing. So no matter what, like, we are always getting to a point where we're like, we want to expand. And that's part of, like, human beings are basically something that always wants to grow, like a tree. You know, we always want to expand ourselves. So I am in a point of always learning, always expanding. And so what I wanted to say is that basically when we have a blockage, when we are like experiencing something, and it can be in any age, and we make a meaning out of it, and it become like a feeling of something happened that it was wrong, or it wasn't very, it wasn't what we wanted, then we think it's a block. But actually it can be a gift, but sometimes we need to basically open that blockage in order to actually see that is a gift. So everything that ever happens to me and my childhood, and every blockage that I ever felt, basically what it did is actually helped me grow. It helped me to be more a better listening. It helped me to become an amazing expression. Basically, I'm an artist at this point, and I'm like also, I do a combination of healing and art. And the art is literally opened up when I felt this has to open, like my expression needs to open. And as a child, I didn't have any expression.
Mm.
So my blockage actually became my biggest gift. So everything that's going into your life that you feel that is blocked can actually turn to a light and turn to a place where it's actually expanding your life and bringing more joy and happiness. And so that's what I want everyone to have. And I think that with the session and the package that we have, that I will explain at the end, will help people to open up something and grow. How much we grow, it's up to each person that's doing the work, but it's definitely going to be unbelievable. Does that make sense?
Love it. Love it. Yes, it does. Thank you so much for explaining all that. Thank you. And now I mentioned in the introduction that you had me go through intuitive art. And I remember, Tali, when I was going to get on that session with you, I was like, oh, my God. Art, I have never been able to paint a straight picture in my life. What is she going to have me do? And so I want you to explain that, please, because I think there's going to be a lot of people on the call that are like me that can't draw any picture. So, you know, what is it? How good do you have to be? Like, what exactly is happening? Let's start with that.
What is intuitive art? Okay, so first of all, I wanna tell you that when we were born, all of us, we had an amazing way and amazing ability. Excuse my language, guys. My English is not my first language, but I'm trying to do my best. And basically, I'm just saying. Sometimes I'm looking for words. Basically, we were born a natural artist, and one of the tools that we can all have, we have it, is drawing, and I'm talking about even scribbling, right? We all, as a kid, we had the opportunity to take colors and drew something or scribble something or even write something, right? We all have that ability in our arm, in our hand. What happened is that most of us went to school and went to our parents and show up like a little drawing and say, Mom, or Dad, look what I did. And they say, what is that? We don't even see what you were trying to put. And then what happened, Iram? You or any one of us got locked as like, oh, my God, I'm not good enough in drawing or painting or doing anything with our hands. So we block that. That's another blockage that most of people that I meet have this thing in their mind. They're like, I don't know how to do it. And that's because we got some negativity, and it's not a fault of everyone, but I think that a lot of art teachers, even in school, they tell you, oh, why did you paint the tree in blue color? Tree is green. Or the triangle is brown. And then you block your creativity. And I'm here to basically tell you that you can draw anything you want and paint the tree with blue color and orange color and red and yellow and any color that you want, because creativity doesn't have any meaning. It's basically something here to express yourself through it. It's an expression tool. And a lot of time when I tell people, when I do intuitive art in classes or if I do Zoom class and we do something, I say, please, if you feel you need to throw the paper away later, do it. So you don't get attached to the results. Like in life, we don't want to be attached to something that we did. We just want to do something to experience, to have an experience. Like when we go to traveling or we go to somewhere, it's just about experiencing. So the intuitive art session, I'll go back to that. It's a very, very simple and beautiful. And everyone that did it, I don't know if you had fun with it, Iram, but a lot of people told me, oh, my God, it was fun. And I was like, wow, well, thank you. I'm happy that it's fun because we sometimes forget to have fun, right?
It was a lot of fun for me.
Yeah, there's something about it.
It was a lot of fun for me.
Thing. I know, it's uplifting, yeah. Right? There's something
I
about
ask
it.
Like, you, Kelly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I want you to also point out, please, do they have to be an artist or what kind of equipment do they need?
I'm getting there. Yeah, I'm getting there. So you don't need to be any artist or any, you don't have to know how to do anything. All it is that you're taking some, in our session, which is amazing, it's your unconscious is going to bring that blockages into the paper. And it's amazing for me every single time that I'm seeing people one-on-one on Zoom or in person. I am shocked that you don't even, like, even if you do circles and some people even write words, or you do like a figure, like a stick figure. And if we have a way, Iram, to put it in the Facebook group, maybe some of the pictures that I have, so they can see what it is, so they can understand that it's so simple. No, you don't need to be. No, you don't need to know anything about colors. All you need to do is pick up a color when we have a session, or in the classes as well. We're gonna use some kind of very simple crayons or whatever, just for you to go deep to where I am blocked with my criticizing myself, and where am I blocking myself in creativity. And we'll go, I know in one of the questions, we'll talk about what is creativity so important in our life. Does that make sense? Did I answer?
Yeah, and I wanted to just, you did, yes. And I wanted to just share my experience that, you know, when the session started, actually, what Tali does is that she is doing energy work, so she's holding that space for you so that you can go deep into your subconscious. And you don't even know it. You think you're just talking and having fun. And when I had no clue what I was going to draw, what I was supposed to do, and I just found myself scribbling. And before I knew it, I had this picture with a heart and, you know, two things flowing out of the heart. And then I had these flowers and stars, and I'm like, what am I doing here? And Tali just said, don't worry about it. Just keep kind of putting it on paper, and just, I'm holding the space. I'm sending you the energy. You just keep doing what you're doing. And then at the end, we had this picture, and when Tali looked at it and she deciphered it for me, it was spot on. It was, like she said, it was shocking how accurate it was, because I hadn't really told her anything. So it was really powerful. So, yes, that brings me to my next question. Why is creativity so important?
Yeah, and I just wanted to mention that basically when we read the situation, the energy, it's amazing that it's basically a life-changing. I have people changing their life, just taking a different job, changing different, you know, like, I had a possibility of, like, someone who actually was married in the wrong. She's like a religious person, and she was forced into a marriage, and she drew the man outside of her window. And when I saw it, I didn't, of course, say anything. I was like, okay, there's a situation here that you need to look inside. And so I'm always telling people to take the power to themselves, because we are powerful. Sorry, Iram, what was the next question? I'm sorry, I had to say that.
It's okay, honey. No, well, perfect, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, the question I had asked was about creativity, which I think you have already addressed. I also wanted to ask you about, let's talk about why this becomes such a powerful mode of healing blocks. For example, I mentioned that when I, when we had our session, within a month, it just completely changed. The particular issue that I was facing, the inertia and everything, it completely changed and transformed it. A very, very powerful way to actually tap into the blocks and release it. Why do you think it's such a powerful healing modality?
Personally, I think from my experience, when you work on
with your hands and you're physically bringing something to a paper, it has a release mechanism. It's releasing. It releases something that has to do with that energy. And a lot of the sessions, I also, when we talk about what happened in the drawing or what did you decide to, let's say I had a person putting very little amount of like water. He was I'm gonna go back for a second. When we do the session, we are putting an intention. We're saying, okay, what do we want to work on? And a lot of times, if you don't know, then I will pick up something together and then we'll. So I think for you, Iram, was family, for example. So when you create mm-hmm. something and we see that you created something that has a blockage, let's say your family is all spreaded and you want everybody to be in unity. So then I would be suggesting to you, let's make it happen. Let's put it in the paper. So then your unconscious is open to receive that message, that place, and then it's literally happening in your reality, because when we're putting it from our mind all the way down to our physical world, which is the drawing is becoming a physical thing, then there is a process of healing through it. And that's what I think that a lot of people would benefit from, just being with that paper and drawing thing, like basically just by doing it, it's just releasing that energy from your hand. Does it make sense?
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So, can we use this, because we're going to do a group process in a few minutes where people can focus on a desire or a situation? Can this method be used to manifest a desire or heal any situation? How typically would that work?
The clearing that we're going to do? Are you talking about
the modality, the intuitive art modality, how does that, I'm talking about that specifically right now, how does that help to manifest a desire or heal a situation?
Absolutely. When we release blockages and we're listening to our intuition, we're letting ourselves let go of something, then we are open to listen to a deeper voice and become a very powerful person. And we can definitely create whatever we want as long as we're connected to the right voice and not the voice that is actually stopping us. So we're learning to listen to our inner voice by doing intuitive art, because we haven't spoke about this, but anything you do intuitively with your paper, it can be writing, like a lot of people do it, like exercising with writing, which is intuitive, you know, writing, everything comes through you in with a pen. It's a tool for you to release those blockages and help you connect to what you want. So some of the stuff that we're going to do in the classes, we're definitely going to do some exercises where you are going to tap more into your intuition and become and have the power to create whatever you want. Because from the point of my view, the way I look at life is that we have a canvas and it's empty. As long as we let go of everything that we need to let go of, then we have an empty canvas every single day. And every single day we can put whatever we want on it. It's the vision what we're going to have. Mm. And the more focus on the vision, the more we let go of those traumas, the more we are not listening to the place over of the, we're focusing on the growth. We're focusing on the stuff that we are actually wanting. So it's, you know, because whatever we are focusing is expand, right? So
beautiful. Yes, absolutely. The energy expands wherever the focus grows. Totally.
Exactly. So if we're focusing on the vision and focusing on creating and focusing on being creative in our life, means there's no one solution to a problem. We have an issue. We are, once we tap into the creativity, we are grounded and we're also expanding the way we're thinking. So even when we're thinking about something and saying, okay, I have this issue, what do I do? I'm being open to more possibilities to come to my life and to create what I want. It's kind of like the synchronicity is expanding because we are more connected to who we are.
Yeah.
Awesome. So do you think we can do the group process now? And that would be a lot of fun. So I want to just let people know. I see a lot of questions on the webcast. If you want to share, because you're going to get a message, so we're going to do a group process where you can focus on a desire that you would like to manifest, or you can a situation that you would like to heal or resolve. You can focus on that. And then Tally will send you energy, and you will receive a message. The message could be an image. It could be, typically, how would they receive a message, Tally?
So when we clear up, when we do the clearing right now, I invite everyone to really focus, like really be in a quiet place, put your, we'll do it, we'll put the feet on the ground. It's very important to be grounded while we're doing something like healing. And we are going to clear some of the places where we need to clear in order to listen from our heart. Your heart usually gives you a message either by seeing a vision or having a very, very, very quiet voice. I can give you an example. I'm going to share something about me. When I was little, I was very creative. My mom was taking me to a lot of different music and theater and different things, but I never really painted. And so when I started my spiritual growth, I heard a very small voice, and this is what I want you to listen to. It's a very, very tiny voice that told me, go paint. It was like a little whisper. It was so funny. And that opened up a whole thing. So for you, if you just listen to this little voice that sometimes it sounds like a whisper, this is a voice that is going to get louder and louder if you join me in the classes and the session, because what I want to give you is the gift of letting go of all the criticizing and all the stuff that we are having that's blocking the intuitive self. And when we have that intuitive self, we are the light. We can create anything we want. So today, when we're doing right now the clearing, just listen to when we clear, after we clear, give yourself like a few minutes to really listen. And then we can talk with a few people and see if that was a message of light or was it a message that actually keep blocking me. And I need to continue the process of learning, and because it's a muscle. It's like going to the gym. You have to like listen to intuitive yourself is like a muscle. We need to learn and practice. But
awesome.
I'm
awesome.
Sure,
so
that
thank you for explaining that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
I just wanted to announce that you will have to be on the phone line to be able to share that message with Tally. So please make sure that you dial in. The number has been provided to you. You can dial in using your phone or use the webcast link, the web link, and you will be able to be on the phone line that way. And then once you are connected, please press *2, and that will raise your hand. And that's how we pick callers to talk to Tally. So, again, you have to be on the phone and then press *2 so that you can be placed in the queue. And I would suggest that you do it now before the process has started, because then afterwards you want to focus on, you know, receiving the message. I don't want you to be, you know, fumbling with the phone at that time. So let's do this. Let's talk about a couple of other things so people have a chance to call in that, you know, they can be comfortable on the phone and raise their hands, and then we'll go into the process. Talk to us about some of the results that your clients have experienced. I'm looking at the page, your special offer page. There's all kinds of amazing results, like Eleanor said, open me to a new life path. Tally gave me a few tools to help me become the best version of myself. Then another person, Sarit, said, Tally told me very exact things without knowing me and then told me how to fix it, which is exactly what happened with me as well. Another person said, when I painted over the picture, I could really feel the change happening and make peace with that place from the far, far past. So that's wonderful to be able to make peace with the past. Another person, Tally was able to point exactly on the emotional place I feel in the relationship only from looking at the drawing. Oh, wow. So this is, she said, that's pretty interesting Tally immediately knew by the number to choose that I have communication problem with my husband. Wow. That's pretty interesting. So, yeah, tell us a couple of interesting or stories that are interesting to you with your clients.
Yes. I have a client of mine who was coming for the intuitive. She was on the Zoom with me, and she's coming to me also as a client. That's why I said coming, but she did a Zoom session with me, and something I never knew is that she was choosing in her life to lock everything. She basically, I don't remember exactly what she was drawing, but I remember that I told her that there's something going on with her mom. And just by doing that, she starts crying, and she said that her mom never saw her. And so the whole time, she's very worried about everything that's going on in life right now, with everything that's going on with the prices. And, you know, she's like very, like, she has this kind of fear. And I said, you know, you can choose to be happy just by bringing that energy to an end. So we kind of did a little sort of like energy on her, and then she forgave her mom because her mom was like never saw her. She was very busy. And so everything that she did was about communicating about stuff that was not very connecting to people. Does it make sense? Because I don't know if I'm bringing it all the way down, but it's just
amazing. No, it does.
She just by forgiving her mom, everything opened up for her. She understood that every communication she has in her life is a blockage communication. She wasn't communicating from a joyful place. She was communicating from a place of misery and trying to be seen. So when you're trying to be seen, you're trying to talk too much. And then what happened is her husband was having no patience talking to her. And we literally discovered what happened, the core of what happened right now in her life. So that cleared up everything from her communication with her husband, with her kids, with everyone around her, completely changed. And she literally told me that. She was like, wow, this session was so, so, so powerful. Because that's point where her mom was like, that's the blockages we were talking about. So that's one of the stories that I'm really excited about, because your communication and the way you speak. We're going to also do right now a clearing on our throat, because a lot of people get blockage on the throat area, and they get a lot of like thyroid problems, and they have different things in the throat because we get a lot of stuckiness energy in there, and then we cannot listen, we cannot speak, we cannot listen. Everything is, the trust is in our throat. So we're going to do that as well and open up that place. Anyway.
Beautiful. So I'm going to go on mute also, Tally. So I'm going to mute myself.
Okay.
I am going to focus on a question as well. And so I have a question. I don't have a desire to manifest or a situation to heal, but I have a question. So I'll focus on that. And to the audience, you guys can do the same. And remember, right after that, we will start talking to callers. You have to be on the phone and then press star 2 so that you can be picked from the queue. All right? All right. Going on mute now and over to you, Telly.
Good luck to all of us. So let's all take a deep breath. First of all, I want you to all put your feet on the ground. Quiet up your mind. Take a deep breath. Usually we take a breath from our nose all the way down to our end of the spine. So we want to bring the air all the way to your stomach. And there's a reason why, because we're bringing all the energy, centers, we're bringing oxygen to that area. So we're taking a few deep breaths. Inhale from your nose all the way down. And exhale. Let's do this one more time. And let's hold the breath for a few seconds inside. So we take a deep breath again from your nose. And then we hold it. And then exhale. So focus on the breath, and when there is a thought coming, because the thoughts are always there, we don't have to listen to them. We can just let them go, just really noticing them and thank them, say thank you, and then continue. So it might be a thought of like, I gotta do the dishes, or oh my God, whatever comes up to your mind, just you have to right now say thank you and let it just pass through you. Because we have, I don't know how many thousands of thoughts that comes every day. And the thoughts are just there. So we're going to, by feeling our breath, by breathing, we literally be more, feeling more present. So when you breathe, you feel more present. So let's do a few more breaths like that. And that's helping us to clear our mind. So our intention right now is to clear the mind while we are grounding. And you can do this every single day. That's an amazing thing to do. Just breathe and let go of any judgment, any thoughts. Anything that's coming up to your mind, just let it all go. This is how we're starting to clear the mind and listening to your breath and to my voice. We're going to go down to the throat right now. And in the throat, I'm going to ask you, so actually, when you breathe, to make a noise when you're getting your air out, when you exhale. So we're going to inhale, and then I'm going to do it because you can hear me, and then you're going to do, one more time. And I know it's kind of funny, but that's okay. Because what we're doing is we're clearing that voice. We want to go to the inner voice. We want to go to the heart and really listen to the heart. So we're clearing the voice that is might be stuck for many years or might be having something. If you're coughing or if there's anything going on in your throat, just go ahead and cough, drink some water if you need. But mainly, the most important thing is to let go of anything that's stuck in our voice, in our real voice and throat, in our throat chakra.
which is a chakra that has to do with expression. And it can be verbally expression, or if it's artistic expression or creativity. So we're going to take another deep breath. And then again, take some voices out of your throat. And it can be loud, or it can be soft, whatever you feel is right for you. Let's do it one more time. So deep breath to the stomach, and then ha. You can do anything, any voice is fine. And when you feel that you're done with that, we can take one more time. I feel like we need to do it one more time. So let's do it one more time, and let's clear a little more in the throat. Deep breaths, and then let the voice out. Great. Now we're going to the most important thing, and it's our heart. And when you have a question or the intention or anything that you wanted to bring into your heart, just ask for the message that's going to help you and it's going to bring a solution, or even like, what's my next step to do, or anything that comes up for you, trust it. Usually, it's the first little voice that we hear. Again, it can be very, 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 very quiet, but it comes from the heart. And what I'm doing right now is putting my hands on my heart and asking my heart to give me the right answer for me. And you can do the same. If you have the message, write it down, and I would like to take some calls and see what you guys got and how did it go for you. Iram, when you're ready, you can unmute yourself so we can continue.
Wow, very, very interesting.
Really?
I'll talk to you about, yeah, because I'm going to... Yeah, guys, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. What I got, it's very interesting, was I was asking the question about a person that, a partnership, a business partnership, and I just said, you know, is this person, I just want to have clarity about this person. And at the end, I saw a cobra snake. But I wasn't afraid of the cobra snake. It was just, you know, it was a black cobra snake. I have no idea what that means.
Wow. Well, usually snakes is wisdom.
Wisdom.
Yes. And power. So.
Power.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
very interesting.
Yes, very interesting. Very interesting.
So then that means I can move forward. This
yeah.
person is wise,
yeah.
and they're going to teach me wisdom.
Yeah, snakes, usually people think that snakes are actually like negative, or they're, but actually snakes are, they're connected to wisdom, and they're connected to power. So I feel like this might be something actually positive for you.
Wow. Very interesting. Very cool.
Yeah.
So something is going on. I'm getting, I'm trying to unmute, and for some reason it's not happening. All right, let me try again. 609 area code. You are unmuted now. 609.
Hi, it's Liz.
Hi. Liz?
Hi, Liz.
I would love interpretation. I was asking a question about how to, what to deal with or how to deal with getting out of financial trauma. And right away, as you were doing that, the word grief came up. And so I don't know if that grief, yeah. So I don't know if it's that I really have to heal the grief, or if my question was really grief, or if grief will help. Like, I don't know.
Well, can we look at what happened to you in financially? Is there a grief in the financial situation?
Yes.
Or is that a grief in your life? There is a grief.
Yeah, both. But yes, actually the big financial trauma came after my father passed and I inherited some money, but I was so grief-stricken, I couldn't.
Mm.
I didn't even know if I wanted to go on.
Oh,
and
sorry, honey.
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
And so
is it okay?
The money.
Sorry?
So basically, using the money from that I inherited, and even more than that. So, so finances are still a
blockage. Okay. So, is it okay if I scan you?
Sure. Sure.
Energetically. Okay.
Yeah.
So, take a good breath for me.
Excuse me.
Take a deep breath for me.
Oh, yeah.
Deep breath. Well, I feel like there was heaviness in your heart. And also there is like a guilt. Is there any guilt going on with your father's death?
Oh, yes. Yes, there was. It was complicated. When we were very, very, very close, but my stepmother wouldn't let me help out with him towards the end, and then she wouldn't let me help plan the funeral. She really shut me out. And right after he died, I had a dream that I didn't save him. Like,
right.
There was that. Yeah.
So I see that's probably what's happening, because when you receive money that has some kind of guilt in it, the energy, it's an energy. Money is energy. And so I would help you clear. Let's try to clear that right now. Let's just close your eyes. I'm going to clear whatever is going on in the heart. And just while I'm doing that, put an intention of forgiveness. Make sure your legs are, your feet are on the ground, okay? Okay, let's take a deep breath again. How are you feeling now?
It feels a little lighter. I do, remember that I just felt so bad that I couldn't help him. Oh, he was in a nursing home towards the end. I was trying to get him out, and stepmother was trying to keep him there. And
so just bad. Just so you know, he does not hold anything against you. I literally see it.
There's deep, very deep connection, very deep love, and there is no whatsoever, because sometimes, you know, when people are passing, different people look at it differently. You know, like your stepmother looked at it differently, and you looked at it differently. But your dad knows. And so there's no guilt. And if you, when we do a session privately, I would definitely work on that, of the forgiveness, of the letting go, of the clearing that we need to do on that a little further. And then just, you have to let go completely of the guilt in order for you to open up for a new opportunity. I also see a big change that's coming your way financially. So it might be like a change of direction, and we can take a look at it in the intuitive session when we do it.
Okay. A good change.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A growing. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Definitely.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you, my
Thank
dear.
You.
Thank you. And best of luck. All right. Lots of love. All right. Moving on. The next caller, I believe, is an international caller, country code 44. You are unmuted now.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi. It's Manisha. Thank you, Irum.
Hi, Manisha.
You're so welcome, dear.
Yes.
So what message did you get?
I resonated with the caller that you just spoke to on some level. So I've been struggling mm-hmm. as well with financial abundance. And mm-hmm. I have a lot of fear in my heart, fear for the future. And on some levels, my father's passed away about maybe 10 years ago. And I also have a stepmother. And I thought, gosh, this sounds like my story. But
wow.
So my stepmother and my sister both were involved, and my father was distant from me for the 10 years before he passed away and didn't want to know me, although I had helped him a lot financially. So I've been struggling a lot for the past two decades with finances as well. And I'd like to see if you can see anything.
Yes, and when you did right now the clearing, did you get any message? Or just something
not came? Really. No, I wasn't actually concentrating on a message, but I just felt that, you know, gosh, I really resonate with this lady's story. And I thought, how uncanny is this? And I was just praying that I'd be picked. So I didn't, I'm sorry, I didn't concentrate. But I have a lot of fear, and I've had a lot of betrayal from male members, like my ex-husband who was gay and
right.
passed away, and my father and my brothers, and money that was due to me for my divorce settlement, my son, and you know, my ex-husband remarried, you know, so they just took it away from me. I had
right.
to give it to them.
Tell me your name again.
Manisha.
The
betrayal,
you know,
is always that, sorry, that comes to me.
Yes. Manisha, do you know what your name means?
No. Wish.
Wish?
It means wish in some Indian
wish.
Of Indian origin. Wish. Like a wish, you know, to wish for
like,
something. That means what it means. It means
wish.
A wish.
Yes. Exactly. So, so here's a little secret. Our name is what we need to connect to.
Okay.
And what I want you to do is, mm-hmm. First of all, we can definitely scan you right now and clear up some of the pain that you have. Because
mm-hmm.
the fear, the betraying is causing fear for the future, because you're used to get that. Like your heart is bringing, like your, whatever you're bringing to the world is like that. Come to you all the time. So we want to clear that. I'm going to do a clearing in a few minutes, but I wanted to also let you know that start writing what you wish for, because you are a big, huge manifester. And if you do that, you will, yes. But sometimes a manifestation is a negative manifestation because we're so powerful. We're putting something to the world, but we're not aware of what we're putting out there. So what we need to put an intention for you, and we can definitely work on that because we're going to work on this also in the classes, is what are my intentions for the day? What is my intention for my life? And what do I want? What is my wishes? Because if we don't have a wishes, we don't have anything to be focusing on, then all the little things coming to us, and then it's coming to a, like a, it's bringing the little how do I call it, like you know, the not the positive stuff. It brings a lot of
negative
stuff that we don't. Yes. We don't know what we want, so we're kind of like going to life and saying, oh well, maybe that's, you know, let me get another person who's gonna take something away from me. So I'm calling you to really tap into your power and see what is it that I want to accomplish, and what is it, what is my dream? Because you're a very powerful person, very creative, I can see it, very very powerful, but we want to take the power and bring it to a, something that will build something and not something that will bring more pain to your heart. So let's close your eyes. And is it okay if I scan you?
Yes.
Yes, clear.
Please.
Okay. So let's scan real quick. Let's take a deep breath. So I'm actually clearing up your head because there's a lot of head stuff. Are you getting headaches sometimes?
Yes.
Yes. So we definitely can work on clearing up more head, but the main thing for you is to breathe down, walk on grass to ground yourself. This is a really good for everyone, by the way. Walking on grass in the morning is a very good grounding opportunity, and grounding usually brings the head, if you have headaches or if you have anything that's going on with the head, it's really, really good to ground. So I'm going to clear a little bit of the head and the heart because there's a war between them. So we're going to clear energetically the head. Wow. You have a lot going on in your head.
Yeah.
Just take a deep breath and see how it clears up. We're clearing. I'm also balancing your nervous system right now and bringing down the energy. Take a deep breath. Okay, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling much lighter and hopeful. Thank you so much. I have one question.
You're
when
welcome.
Walking, sorry, when walking on the grass, can I walk with shoes? Because I live in a flat, but I
No.
I go in the park.
Yes, please take your shoes off. Everyone on the call, please. This is the gift for me to you. Walk barefoot. The Mother Earth has so much energy to heal us and help us just by walking on the ground. And in the morning, there's the morning dew, and it's the wet is actually helping balance you. So if you have a pain, aches in your body, anything, if you need to balance, that's part of the thing you can do. But just walking barefoot, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
I cannot even address this. I wish you will let me know, but it's just amazing. and just keep doing what you're doing as far as your life. Just focus on what you wish for, because your name is a tool and your name is a wish, and you need to wish, you need to ask for what you want. We forget to ask. We forget.
Yeah, my dream is actually to do something for empowerment of women who've mm-hmm. had, you know, issues like me, abandonment or whatever, divorce, etc. So that's my life's mission, and I'm praying
exactly.
I get the funds one day to do it. So that's my life's
so
mission.
Instead of saying one day, instead
mm-hmm.
of saying one
yes.
day, is literally I'm inviting you to envision that, to even,
okay.
we can work on that when we do the session, but we can literally do a vision with colors so you can actually see it happening. And if you start taking action, the money
okay.
will come to you. Yes?
Thank you. Yes, thank
you're
you
welcome.
So much. I'm actually an interior designer. Yes, I'm an interior designer, so colors are like, you know, part of me.
Yes, yes. Very
thank
powerful.
You. Thank you
yes.
so much, Iram. Thank you, Tali. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lee. Thank you.
Thank
so
you.
Welcome,
thank
my
you.
Dear.
Thank
you so much for
bye-bye. Thank you.
Calling
thank
in and sharing. Best of luck. Lots of
oh,
love.
Oh, I said
Lee.
Sorry.
Dear.
That's not Lee. That was, Lee was the
this
other.
This is Manisha.
Manisha, yes. Sorry.
Yeah.
Beautiful name.
That's okay. No problem. Beautiful
yes,
name. Yes. And a beautiful person.
Yes.
Oh my God, that was so beautiful. Thank you for all that, for all the people that called in. It's, believe it or not, we are running close to, running out of time. So I want to bring you guys to the session. Sorry, the special offer. It's, we are probably by the time the replay is going to go out, it's probably going to be, we're going to have to close the offer because we have a free session offer today. So for a very limited time, it's a free one-on-one session, which was only for the weekend, but we do have a few spots left, but only a few. So let's go to the offer link. It's orderjoy2020.com/Tali22. And I will spell it for you. Remember, there are no spaces, and you can also press on the webcast, there's a button, or you in the email, you've gotten a link to the special offer page, so you can use any of those. Or if you want to type it in, it is orderjoy2020.com/Tally, T-A-L-Y, and the number 22, no spaces. And that will bring you to this page, Sacred Color Healing. Remove any block with intuitive art. Yes, your art can heal you. So over to you, Tali, my dear. Tell us about this exciting package in which we get a free session with you.
Yes. So I'm very excited to have everyone that will come to the classes and get the session for free. The package includes three sessions that we're going to do, and I believe that will be recorded, so if you cannot be present on the call, you can, on the Zoom, you can receive the do it on your own time, right, Iram? We're going to do that. So we have on July 21st, July 28th and August 4th at 12 p.m. Pacific time. We're going to have 3 hours with me, and I'm very excited because we're going to have some kind of creativity like exercises where we're going to
mm-hmm.
tap more into your intuition, tap more into letting go of criticism, tapping more into your own healing and your own grounding and your own opening up the heart and expanding you. So the idea is really to help you wake up every day and really live from a joyful place. And I think that the most important thing is to basically clear up the blockages and letting them go. And if there's anything that we need to forgive or anything that we need to do, work on us in order for us to open up our energy and to receive more money and to create more beautiful friendships and to have fun, because we are here not to suffer, you guys. None of us need to be in a suffering mode. We're all here to be in joy. And I love that Iram called her company from heartache to joy, because I went through it, and I can take anyone from wherever they are to a joyful place by really doing some kind of clearing that we're going to do in the classes. So in our first and second and third class, we're all going to have exercises to connect to what we want. But what we want is a lot of time something that we're not even knowing that we want, because we are in a lot of noise. There's a lot of noise around us. There's a lot of thoughts and fears. And if you're listening to the news, you probably have a lot of fear, because the news are full of like, what, oh my God, what happened yesterday? And what happened, you know, today? And usually it's a negative one. So I encourage people, and if you're going to be on the session, you will understand that the way you open up your day, the way you're putting your intention every single day, and it really doesn't matter like how much money you have in the bank or how much, it's really being present in your life with the people you love, with the stuff that you do every single day. And if you do it from a joyful place and you give yourself an opportunity to open up your heart and really be joyful, everything that you want to have in your life will manifest. And I want to give you a gift with three of those classes. And the gift is to become a manifestor of what you want with a very ease and very clear mind and clear heart. So then you walk in your life as present, as powerful as you are. So as I said, we're going to all use in the classes, we're going to use colors, very simple. You don't need to be an artist or anything, but we're going to take you into some kind of exercises to make sure that you're opening up the blockages and then writing everything that we want and making a vision and work on that vision and empower this vision with light. So even if you are in a place that is really good in your life right now, I would encourage you to purchase the package. It's a very, very special price. And when you get to the session is so powerful that, first of all, I get to meet you, which is going to be amazing. And then also, together with the session, I feel like you will get so much out of it. And even if you are having an amazing life right now, I believe that the joy and the light and the expansion of who you are can just grow and become even more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really, really excited awesome. About this. I'm really, really excited. We're going to have so much. I just hope that we're going to have enough time for the 3 hours. I think we're going to have another one soon.
it
I
is.
Have so much. I want to give so much in those classes. And I believe it will make so much difference that people will come back for the next one. I know that.
Yeah,
you around?
Beautiful.
You
all
there?
Right. So, yes,
thank
I'm
you.
Here, honey. I'm reading some of the questions. And all right. So let me first go back, announce the link again. Some people missed it. It's orderjoy2020.com/tally, T-A-L-Y, and the number 22. And, yes, right now we still have the free session offer. So if you buy this offer, you are going to get a free one-on-one session with Tali, which is where you can do your intuitive art that we were talking about. So you get to do that. However, we will run out of it soon because the offer was supposed to be only for the weekend. And it's probably going to be on for just a few more hours. So by the time this replay goes out, you are probably going to be looking at, you know, just either the offer will be closed, the free session will be closed or almost gone. So, yeah, but it's available right now. okay, awesome. Manisha, honey, for your answer, I'm not going to repeat your question because I don't think that's what you want. But if you don't want to walk because of whatever reason, just you know, put your
you
feet on the grass for a few minutes.
You can just
stand. The whole purpose is to basically get your feet in contact with Mother Earth and grass, so you don't actually have to walk, but you can just put your feet on the ground. All right. Or, you know, you can stand or you can sit on a bench and plant your feet on the ground. Okay?
Yes, exactly. Do we have more questions?
So other people are now sending it. I am sorry. I told you guys you would have to be on the phone line to actually get Tali to read or scan you for the message that you received. Unfortunately, now we are out of time. I'm so sorry. I'm happy that we were able to talk to the couple of callers that we were able to. But if you do want to get your chance, you can get that free session. You can talk about whatever messages you get. Believe me, when you do the intuitive art, it is just amazing how the messages will just flow and you will be able to get all of that deciphered by Tali. And all the healing work, so you get to do all of that. Plus, don't forget, the package has the sessions, which you'll get to spend a lot of hours with Tali and get some more blocks cleared and get some information. Remember, this stuff can be life-changing. We all know this. What is limiting us is our limiting beliefs, the blocks that we carry in them once we release them. There is no limit to what you can accomplish. So,
absolutely.
Encourage you guys. Yeah. So, Tali, my dear, we are out of time, honey. If you have any last words of wisdom you want to share with our callers before we end the call?
I want to say thank you for having me, first of all, and I want to bless everyone.
You're so welcome.
Because I think that everyone that's on the call, I want to bless you with everything that you want that will come true. And I want to tell you that I'm excited because I feel like my healing work is a little different than others. And I'm really tapping into a powerful thing where, because I was thinking, Iram, maybe you can help me with that. But one of my wishes is to write a book where people and really bringing the creativity, because the creativity, this is the last thing that I want to say, is that being creative means that you're taking something from the world and bringing it to the physical. So that's what we all want to do. We want to bring things that we want and get it as an enjoyable tools for us to literally, when we do that, we actually can give more to the world and give more to people and be more balanced.
That is beautiful.
Receiver.
From the unmanifest to the manifest, right? That's that's basically what creativity does.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
That I totally wish you best of luck, and yes, I would love to support you in that. That is just so awesome.
Thank
I love
you.
That. And
thank you so much.
So thank you. Thank you again for being here with us,
for
sharing your beautiful
Thank you.
Sharing your beautiful energy with us. And thank you to all our wonderful listeners being here today, sharing with your energy, your questions. Thank you, guys. It is always an honor and a joy to serve this beautiful community. Take care.
Yes.
And we'll talk
thank
to you,
you
soon. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.